We have got early voting starting on Wednesday, and on the ballot in Chapel Hill will be a $10 million affordable housing bond. Can you walk us through a little bit about Orange County's Habitat for Humanity's, I guess, input in this process throughout it, and your position on the bond as we go into early voting?
Sure. So Habitat for Humanity is part of the Orange County Affordable Housing Coalition, which actually I'm currently the chair of. And, you know, we are a coalition of affordable housing providers and advocates and social service providers and city and town and county staff who are involved with affordable housing. And we are very strongly advocating for the passage of this bond for affordable housing in Chapel Hill, because we know that without resources, without funds, there's no way that we can increase the supply of affordable housing in Chapel Hill or in Orange County, but this particular to Chapel Hill. It's absolutely essential to addressing what has really become a very serious affordable housing crisis in our community.
And I know that we've been talking about affordable housing, and that can mean kind of a wide range of things. So how will this impact either the housing stock or just affordable housing options in Orange County as a whole, even though this is a Chapel Hill specific bond?
Right. So, affordable housing is typically defined as an individual or a household not paying more than 30% of their total income for their housing and their utilities. And the way that affordable is defined, you know, often when we're talking about subsidy either from the federal government or from local government, it's usually available to people who earn 80% of the area median income and below. So that, but there is an affordable housing crisis, honestly, that's even bigger than just for folks who are earning 80% of median and below in our community. But typically the funding focuses on those individuals, you know, which are people who work in our county and our towns and support local businesses and keep operations running in lots of different ways in our community. And currently, many of them just aren't able to afford to live in the town or the county. And these funds, the bond funds, if they're passed, we're hoping and predicting that it could create as many as 400 new homes and then preserve as many as 300 existing homes that are affordable now but really need repair in order to stay livable and affordable into the future. So we're not going to completely solve the affordable housing problem in Orange County or in Chapel Hill with $10 million. It would be great if we could, but we're going to significantly have an impact on it. And without those funds, we're just really backpedaling. In the coalition's opinion, in my personal opinion, and I've been doing housing work for over 30 years now, these funds are just absolutely essential to us making any significant progress.
Whenever you say homes, is that just units overall, or are they broken down into different types of either apartments or homes?
Yeah, that could be any kind. That could be apartments, that could be attached houses, detached single-family homes. It's both rental and home ownership. You know, there's a huge need in our community for affordable rentals. I'm sure some of the funds will go towards that. You know, Habitat does home ownership for folks who earn below 60% of the area median income. So we could certainly benefit from those funds. The Community Home Trust works with home ownership and rental. So, I mean, there are existing entities and organizations that are nonprofit housing providers already here in Orange County that actually have plans and could definitely make use of those funds moving forward. But I'm sure that there will be brand new projects that will come forward and new developers who will find ways to use those funds as well. And I think the town itself, the town of Chapel Hill, also has some very impressive and significant plans to increase the affordable housing supply themselves, and these funds would also be available for them to apply for, I assume, in the same way that anybody else would apply for those funds I'm going to say they're going to be available, because I think the voters in Chapel Hill really understand that affordable housing is a huge need, and that we really have to come together as a community to find the solutions. And this is one where, you know, everybody can vote and have an impact. So I'm hoping that that's going to be the case, and we are going to have those funds available.
And Chapel Hill and Carrboro, Orange County have all been focusing more in recent years on devoting some of their just general operating budget to affordable housing. So how will this kind of further that effort if it does pass?
Sure. So this will be, for the town of Chapel Hill, this will be in addition to the funds that they already put aside in their operating budget, which are somewhere close to about $700,000, which they've been doing for a number of years now and have had real success with using those funds. So this will be in addition to those. So, that ongoing funding won't go away. And I assume with Carrboro, they will continue to fund affordable housing. And then Orange County, we passed a $5 million bond several years ago, and about half of those funds have already been used or will be put to use, and then the rest of those will probably be available in the future. So all of those things, all those different sources of funds, create kind of a collective resource for all of Orange County. And one of the things that the coalition's really been advocating for, and that I think if we just released a report from an affordable housing summit we did back in February, and really what we're encouraging is to really look big picture and be collaborative and to plan across jurisdictions and make sure that those funds are used in the best possible way and have the broadest and also the deepest possible impacts. And that's really going to be possible. I think there's a great degree of collaboration and partnership right now in the county around affordable housing.
One of the concerns that we've heard throughout kind of a lot of this process is as more town dollars and now through a possible bond get devoted to this, there's going to be just a general tax implication from that in future budgeting that could impact mm-hmm. some of those that are in most need of affordable housing units. Mm-hmm. So how do you make sure there's no washout there?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think for folks who own kind of the average home in Chapel Hill, the $10 million bond is going to be, the impact on them is going to be very negligible. I'm sure they're, it's something like $40 a year if you own a $400,000 home. I think those who own their homes and who live particularly seniors, who are living on fixed incomes, that any increase in tax is difficult. And there are ways to address that. There are other communities across the country that have looked at that and have actually, created funds or looked at innovative ways to be able to help folks who really are burdened by any tax increase be able to keep and stay in their home, because certainly we don't want the impact to be to lose affordable housing because of that. I think that's a part of the big picture of, like I said, really looking at affordable housing in a more comprehensive way and making sure we're not doing something that's really good but then having a negative impact on somebody who really does need affordable housing. So I think that is something everybody will be looking at.
There's a statewide campaign that's picked up momentum in Chapel Hill as well, the Nix All Six campaign, talking about the state constitutional amendments. I've seen some signs around town, one yes, talking about the affordable housing bond. Is there concern that there's going to be spillover from the just voting no on all the constitutional amendments?
Well, that was actually an original concern we had, because we knew there was, there is a lot of effort to encourage voting against the amendments. It turns out, I think on the ballot, it actually says against or for rather than yes or no. But there was concern that if people are thinking I should just vote no on everything, that they might not notice that there was an affordable housing bond there that they should vote yes for. But I think we just, in our messaging, we just want to be very affirmative that that you can vote yes and you can really have an impact on affordable housing. So hopefully that messaging will be effective.
And I know y'all have got some events trying to get some more public outreach out there, including mashing it together with the first opportunity for Sunday voting in Orange County.
Yeah.
How are you trying to incorporate those things?
Yes, well, we are having a Souls to the Polls march. We're going to rally at the Peace and Justice Plaza in downtown Chapel Hill this Sunday at 12:30, and have a brief program, and then walk over to the Chapel of the Cross early voting site for folks to be able to vote. And so it's a combination of encouraging early voting on Sunday, and also obviously encouraging folks to vote for the bond. So that's coming up this Sunday, and we're hoping to get a really big turnout for that.
I know there's a lot of excitement around the opportunity to vote on Sundays as well. So
yes,
we'll see how all that comes together. Is there anything
exactly
that you feel like the community is missing out on, or in this conversation, or we just need to reiterate in your mind?
Good question. I think the only thing I would just say is that, you know, this is it is a community issue. Not having affordable housing does have a negative impact on local businesses, on our neighborhoods, on our healthcare system, on our schools. So it's not just a problem for the people who don't have affordable housing. It's really a broader issue that impacts all of us. And this is, I think, you know, voting for the bond, at least for folks who do vote in Chapel Hill, is a way that as a community we can come together to address the issue. And there's lots of other ways, and we want the public education to continue around affordable housing. And that Affordable Housing Summit report really identifies the need to kind of move beyond just having the folks who are actually involved with affordable housing being concerned about it, but really bringing more and more folks into the conversation and finding solutions together, because it is a community-wide issue.